Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We're here with a good friend of ours who runs this radio show with me. It's his own radio show with us every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. His name is always George Madu. George Madu and I first met before we first met. So I have to kind of explain that. George has a really good reputation in the industry, and I'd heard a lot of good things about George over the years, but I never really spoke to him. So his reputation preceded himself, or whatever that word would be. I knew about him before he knew about me, maybe, I don't know. But Doris Wood had him as a guest speaker on the MLMIA radio show that we were hosting. The MLMIA stands for the Multilevel Marketing International Association and was a vibrant organization for a lot of years. And George was a board member and a member of it probably since like a long time. And George was a guest speaker on that. We did a couple of radio shows. That was the first time I really met George Madu, so it confirmed his reputation. And then, because he was only a guest, he was there for maybe one or two radio shows. I'd hear his name every once in a while even further. Doris had called me up towards the tail end of 1 year, and she says, Peter, are you doing any radio shows with George Madu? And I said, no. And she says, well, you should. And I'll share with you, I'm old school, which we'll probably get into a little bit as we do our radio show today. But meaning old school is I respect people like Doris Wood. So when she says I should, I said, you know what? You're right. There's no reason why I shouldn't. So I called George. Hey, George, let's do a couple of radio shows. You know, I don't know how many. We'll do a couple of them, see how it goes. And from that, we've been doing our radio shows probably close to 2, maybe even 3 years. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. George's a really good guy. He's a good man, good family man, good everything overall. Runs the networkmarketingmagazine.com. It's a digital magazine and has been dedicated to this industry for a long time. And the magazine for 15 years. Last week was his 15th year anniversary. So I'm here to introduce to those people that may not be familiar with or reintroduce maybe for the first time who may have never met George Madu before. Mr. George Madu, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. It's always a pleasure, and you're right. We've done almost 50 shows, you know, so it went from doing maybe a dozen shows to now we're doing 50 shows. And one of the things that I like about your platform is that it gives, for example, me an opportunity to shine a real positive light on the industry. And so this week I got a really special guest that I've discussed lots and lots and lots of things in the network marketing industry and how it can be improved. And my guest today has been so instrumental in doing just that, in helping improve the industry just about as much as I know any other person. So I want to introduce you today to my guest, Mr. Peter Mingles.
Holy cow, it's me.
I wanted to take the opportunity to have you a part of my show, because you're like a sleeper. You know, there's I keep on saying that more people need to know who you are and what you do for the industry in so many different aspects, and you know, you and I share a position on the board of a organization called the Social Networking Association, SNA, and I just thought that it would be great for us to have a conversation and go into it. And why is the SNA important to this industry? So welcome to my show, Peter.
Yay, so we are
on
here.
On your platform.
Well, thank you. Yeah, our show with you. So the SNA is an important part or component of the network marketing or the home-based business arena because it's teaching people the right protocols and connecting people with the right people in home-based businesses, specifically as it's done online with social media. So that's one of the first things. The industry has changed or is changing in certain areas. By the way it's being done, it was starting to change when Doris Wood was kind of converting it over with Jim Lupkin to the name the SNA from the name the MLMIA, and it was starting to make those changes. But because of the coronavirus situation and the stuff that's happening with the economy, it was kind of like somebody forced the pedal to the metal. So it's like if somebody were learning how to drive and they were just kind of going slow, like the driver's ed guy just took his left foot and put it on your right foot when it was on the gas pedal and just friggin' floored it. So it accelerated the need for the SNA more so than ever before. So that's one of the reasons why the SNA is now even more important than before, because there's so many new people that are entering the concept of maybe what it's like to be able to work from home, being driven by the economic challenges and the health challenges of the coronavirus. And I know it would be horrible to say that that's good for network marketing. You know, thinking that a pandemic would ever be good for network marketing would be somewhat twisted to say one way or another, a little bit on the pathetic side as well. But the reality is it did accelerate the need for people to do home-based businesses more so than ever before. So whether that's an advantage or a disadvantage, let's leave that conversation alone. The reality is it is what it is, to use a Donald Trump phrase. It is what it is. And it's pushing us.
Yeah, and the thing is that this is what you're saying is not not taking advantage of really a tragic situation with the pandemic. But we are in the right situation for this time. And we are a solution. We are a solution, not only our organization, but our industry is a solution. And when there's so much desperation and so much confusion on what to do and everything else, we're in a position to go ahead, at least offer an answer, and a really good answer. And when somebody comes into the industry and is exploring it as a plan B, but in a lot of cases now it's a plan A, you know, where we stand with the SNA, it's an organization that helps those newbies that are coming into the industry. Where we stand with your radio show that is a resource to educate people coming in, with your other products that you have in your business, with my 15-year-old business, I mean, my 15-year-old magazine, and our premier training system, the 27% of Success System. I mean, all of these things are now, we didn't develop that we would have a pandemic, but we developed it to help our industry. And as a result of developing all of these things that we have, and we're in the right place at the right time to help those people that are looking for help and are looking for this as an alternative, you know, as a way to get through this uncertain times that will never, never, never go back to quote unquote normal. So, yeah, I appreciated meeting you years and years ago when I was on Doris's show with the MLMIA, and when Doris asked me whether or not, you know, I would consider doing a radio show with you, I was thrilled. And I thought, you know, like we talked about, it was going to be, you know, like a dozen shows. And, you know, it's turned out to be almost 50 shows already. And this is the kind of thing that the SNA is about and we're about. And that is, what is it that we can do that we could help those individuals that come into our industry? Because by the end of next year, Peter, you know as well as I do, worldwide, there will be 300 million home-based business owners worldwide. So they need support from any direction that they could get in. And you really shine the light on that solution side of it. And that's what SNA also does. So I'm glad to be working with you in a lot of different respects.
Yep, excellent information. And from the perspective of us working together, you bring a lot to the table with the networkmarketingmagazine.com. So let's talk about that for a few minutes, and then we're going to swing over, do a commercial break, and we'll talk about some other stuff. But let's talk a little bit about the resources that you have already that you bring to the table, because you never really get a chance to talk too much about what the networkmarketingmagazine.com does as well. So this is your time to shine a spotlight on you.
Well, thanks. You know, in October 1st, 2005, 15 years ago, we started the networkmarketingmagazine.com. We knew that there was a missing component in the industry. A lot of us old-timers were brought up in this industry with a magazine called Upline Magazine with John Milton Fogg. And he had a great run, and unfortunately, it was not available after a period of time. And John and I had been working together on one particular product, bringing his million-selling book, The Greatest Networker in the World, back into publication. And it was fun. It was fun working with John. And I said to him, you know, I would like to bring back Upline Magazine. And that turned into a conversation of, you know, the fact that it was going to be digital. You know, I remember looking at Upline Magazine and then trying to remember, where did I see that article from Richard Brook? And I'd be digging and digging and digging. And what I said to John Fogg was, look, when we do it digitally, we do a search. We have a search feature involved in that, and that's going to end up, you know, being really a great resource, so that people can sort by authors, they could sort by subject matter, and so we did that. So that whole process started. And it's been a thrill, because we've had in that time over 200 contributors to the magazine. Some of the top names. I mean, the number two contributor to the magazine was Jim Rohn. The number three was Zig Ziglar. Dennis Waitley. I mean, legends. And then number five was Tom Big Al Schrider. But we had lots and lots and lots of people contribute to the magazine and contribute their wisdom to our people. And it was just great. It was becoming a really awesome resource. And as time went on, 12, 13 years went on, we realized that, nobody was going to read what was turning into well over 3,000 articles. Decided to do is to cull out the best of the best of the articles in six different categories that were important for a person who was going to, become proficient at our industry. And we call it the Big Six MLM Success Principles. And with that, we did subcategories, and we turned it into what we call the 27%er success system. So that's available. It's available if you go to the networkmarketingmagazine.com. We talk about it there. You can go straight to yestomysuccess.com. It's a website that shows the details of it. But I mean, it was really the next logical step to go from this enormous library of information in the Network Marketing Magazine into a training platform, which that's what we really are. So I'm going to pass it back to you and go ahead and let's take a commercial break.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Mr. George Madu. Make sure you check out the magazine. Go to the NetworkMarketingMagazine.com. And then if you want to hear the radio shows, I know he's got it listed on the domain name, the NetworkMarketingMagazine.com, but we also have them listed on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, standing for the Network Marketing Magazine, you'll be able to go back and listen to this as well as previous radio shows as well. So we started the radio show talking a little bit about, us being able to interview each other and talking a little bit about the environment that we're in now. And I'm going to kind of continue along that part on why this information is so helpful. Or maybe so necessary. In 1996, when I moved from Chicago to Florida, I was looking to recreate my career. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do specifically. I just knew that I wanted to make a change. The direct selling company that I was with couldn't keep up with our sales, which is really weird, but they're up with the financing. And unfortunately, that led me to be in a position where I could make a change. I knew I was old school. Remember, I said 2 to 5 years it was going to take me to climb whatever mountain I was going to climb, because that's what I found. I could probably change the trajectory of my life in the next 2 to 5 years, good or bad, if I determined it. And my wife kind of decided, well, do we have to do it here? Now, Chicagoland, I lived in Naperville, it was a really wonderful place to live. Great schools, good sports, nice town, blah, blah, blah. Lots of places, if you were to pick a town in the Midwest, Naperville might be one of those towns. Problem is, it's so friggin' cold. So she said, let's go to Florida. I said, okay, well, part of me designing my lifestyle might be where I want to live. So we picked this section of Florida. For those people unfamiliar with it, I live in Palm Coast, which is near Flagler Beach. It's home for me. I mean, this is my new home, although I grew up in New York. The problem was I needed to figure out what I was going to do to build my career. and the internet was just starting to happen. Remember 1996, 1997, 1998. So I figured, you know what? I know I'll grow with it, and I don't know anything about computers, but I'll learn what I have to learn to be able to take advantage of this new economy, which inevitably is going to be here. It's not going to go away. And I was so glad that I did that. I figured that if I had a phone connection and a connection to the internet, both would grow, and then I would as well, and I could run a global business. So I wasn't a super big visionary. I mean, that was just a lot of common sense. A lot of people could probably think the same way if you would. But now, when you take a look at 2020, it's easier now than ever before, George. There's more resources than ever before, which is some parts of the problem. But there is really no reason why someone can't have a global, that is a global business, meaning people from all over the country, all over the world, in their home-based business, doing the right things with the right social media. And that's part, one of the reasons why I joined the SNA, the Social Networking Association, because I wanted to be part of that. I knew I could do stuff on my own, but I wanted to leverage my activities and the mindset by working with really great people, and that's what the SNA has been able to do. So that was the evolution of my thought process and my ideas. I'm not brilliant. I'm just a hard worker. I could see the vision. It made a lot of sense to me way back then, and that's one of the reasons why I'm super excited about it now more so than ever before. But it's taken on a more serious note because of the pandemic and the economic environment that we are still approaching. So if you think of almost like a haunted house, because we're in October, if you think about like a haunted house and when you're walking through that front door, you don't really know what's going to jump out, I think with this pandemic, we're still walking through that front door, and we're not even close to the exit door just yet. I have no idea what's going to be popping out. And there's a lot of people that are really seriously got to find a way to figure out how to be able to do it with their own home-based business. And back to you, George.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, because there's an interesting situation that's going on worldwide today, and there's no one person or no one organization that can have a solution, right? And, you know, going back to our 27% or success system, we realized 13 years into the network marketing magazine history, we realized that clearly 70% of our members were not really serious about the business. They, you know, a lot of them thought they bought themselves a network marketing lottery ticket. And 3%, we didn't have to worry about them. The 27% were people that were hungry. They were starved. So we focused our attention on the people that we could help and that were willing to do something about it. And that's the same thing with our solution with the SNA and what you and I are doing, particularly in our companies and within the SNA organization. And so many of our fellow board members that are just awesome, awesome people with hearts to be able to help those people that are looking to get past this problematic time. And so our responsibility isn't to help people, all right? But we have a little corner of the world that we are well equipped to be able to help. And your history going from Chicago down here in the early 90s, you know, to start a new career really built upon the things that you were doing. Today, you have to offer some awesome, awesome, awesome guidance. And that's what people are looking for today, and that is to be guided. You know, we're not heroes in this story at all. We're just the guides in the story. The heroes are those 27 percenters, as I put it, that are looking to be guided to help their family, their sphere, all right? And so that's what I like about the SNA, is because this is a team of people that has originally been led by one of the greatest women in network marketing history, Doris Wood, right? And she bringing on and his whole staff and compiling the board members has brought together one of the strongest teams that have a heart to help those people out there that are looking, you know, for a solution and looking to do the work, quite frankly, to become successful in these times. So, yeah, that's my two cents, buddy.
There you go. So George has done a wonderful job on this radio show with bringing in some really special guests. So we've had some people that are board members of the SNA, then some people that George knows personally that run all types of businesses and brings a lot to the table as far as education. And any one of those people could change your life. So when you find somebody you might gravitate towards, or, you know, you can pick up maybe a book that they've written or maybe a podcast that they've done or radio shows that we've done together, and they could be really the motivational stuff that you've done before. We've had Pastor Marcus Brewer with his business partner, Lavelle LaVogel. We've had SNA board
Donna
members.
Donna Marie.
Donna Marie Saratelli. We've had Dr. K, who's a company owner. We've had Robert Butwin, who's a board member. We've had Doris Wood. We've had Jim Lupkin himself. We've had Ian Brandt. We've had some really great, very talented.
Sandy Cohen, who is a legend in the industry.
One of my favorites. Like, you gotta love Sandy. I mean, you just gotta love Sandy. And then we've had people that do all different kinds of things with trusts. You've had people that trusts and investments, and all different kind of platforms. So, you know, really great host of people that you've had, and looking forward to another 15 years, George, of the magazine as well as other stuff before we even think about slowing down. So, having said that, we got about a minute left. I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, again, this is a business, people with a heart to help others. And you don't have to be involved in something as long as you and I have been involved in, Peter. If you have a heart, if you're brand new to network marketing, the first thing that I would suggest is to take a look at the SNA. I mean, we've even created a pathway to joining the Network Marketing Magazine and the 27% of Success System, right? And as a result, you through the SNA, it's yestomysuccess.com/SNA, and you get the first month of both systems, the magazine and the training system, free of charge to check it out, experience it for the first month, for the first month. You have nothing to lose, all right? You've come into an industry that as a result of your heart and wanting to, first of all, help yourself, your family, and others that you know, choose wisely the company that you decide to join, all right? Make sure that you have a passion for the product and services, right? And money will come. Don't choose because somebody, you know, went to the beach and was a bum and now they're a millionaire, because that doesn't exist. I mean, it exists maybe every now and then, one out of a million, but choose wisely by what your passion is. And join the SNA, listen to the shows that Peter has to offer. All of them are educational, not only my show, but, I mean, everyone in his lineup is great. And I got to take this opportunity, Peter, to thank you for giving me this opportunity on your platform. And it's been a blast working with you for this last year. And I'm looking forward to years to go.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to catch everybody next week. Make sure you check them out, buildingfortressradio.com/TNMM. And make sure you check out George Madu and the magazine, the networkmarketingmagazine.com. Catch you next time. George, thank you very much. We'll see everybody
next
time.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.